Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Our grandkids are learning about money and telling jokes about money, like, what did the dollar say to the quarter? You don't make much sense. Why did the banker quit his job? He lost interest. What do you call an aunt who is great with money? An accountant. Oh, boy. Well, earlier than we think, children learn about money. So I'm thrilled that our kids are teaching their kids how and why to earn it, save it, spend it, and give it away. Jesus primarily taught about God's kingdom and the need for repentance, but he also had much to say about money. Recently, we went with our grandkids to an amusement park called Calloway Park. Well, that's my last name, Calloway. So I thought we owned the place. Free admission would be a cinch. Sadly, we had to pay. And when we did, I noticed something. Grandkids seldom carry cash, but they weren't worried. They didn't say, I have no money, whatever will I do? Ah! They knew that was their parents' department. Experience had taught them that when you most need cash, appeal to the First International Bank of Dad or Mum. Of course, they'll need to come up with their own moolah before long, but for now, their father was right there with all they needed. They were broke, Dad was loaded. It made me consider what my Heavenly Father has and what he promises to give me. In 2 Corinthians 12:7-9, Paul wrote, There was given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan, to torment me. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. If, like me, you're going through a storm, consider Paul. He pleaded with God 3 times. I think I've done so about 300 times. And along the way, I've heard from those who believe that financial and physical well-being are God's guarantee for us, that committed Christians won't encounter hardship and suffering. Well, tell that to Paul. No one was more devoted to God than he was, yet his suffering stubbornly hung on. God's four-word answer is for anyone weathering a storm, stuck in a desert place, weighed down by discouragement, depression, despair. God says, My grace is enough. It's sufficient for you. Years ago, C.S. Lewis arrived late to a heated debate. Sitting down, he asked, What's the ruckus about? Told it was a discussion on what makes Christianity unique among all other religions, he said, Oh, that's easy. Grace. We will never be given more grief than grace. Like kids who know Daddy is loaded, we can be confident that God has exactly what we need for today. What do you fear right now? God's grace is greater. God's grace is enough. Enough for that doctor's appointment that has you sweating, that impending trial that has you stewing. 1,000 years before Paul was let loose on the world, a shepherd boy with no formal training defeated the greatest military warrior of the time with a sling, a stone, and a rock-solid faith in the one who says, My grace is enough. He knew God had all the grace he needed and plenty of joy too, which is why grandkids in line can tell jokes while Daddy doles out the admission price. How do cows pay for things? With moolah. Today, like children, let's trust him and lean in. His grace is enough. A little boy wrote, Dear Santa, 3 boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman. Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway house to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh again, truth bringing laughter to life.